Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Right now we have time. We're going to make time, if we didn't, to talk to this man who joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line to talk some golf with the Masters beginning tomorrow from NBC. Noda Begay joining us on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Noda, always nice to have you on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you guys. Excited about getting this tournament going.
And I'm sure you've been asked and you've talked about it during the week, and you'll be asked by us and again later on in the week about your teammate from Stanford and Tiger Woods. I mean, you were honest about it. He was honest about it yesterday. I mean, the lower back is going to bother him. Things are just going to bother him, everything he said aside from his ankle.
Exactly. I mean, I had a chance to visit with him just after the surgery. Sort of later in the fall, Charlie Woods qualified for a national junior golf tournament that I host in Louisiana. And so Tiger comes down and caddies for him and was walking when he was caddying. And so I had a lot of time to just walk with him and ask him questions and just kind of catch up more so as a friend and sort of, he's certainly like a brother to me. We've known each other for nearly 40 years now. But also, I am a member of the media, so to speak. And so just trying to just get a sense of where he was at that point. And he just talked about, the lack of mobility now that the ankle is fused, and just sort of, he wasn't 100% sure where the stress was going to go. If it was going to go into his knee, his hip, or his low back. And, we found out at Genesis that it was, moving into the low back, which he's been addressing now since that last start in LA a couple months ago. So, only time will tell. I mean, the weather prediction isn't great, but, if he can get through the 72 holes, from what I've seen, he's still very much capable of hitting the golf shots.
So mentally, he can get himself there even through what the physical problems might be, you believe, if he gets to Saturday.
Yes, but I mean, I look at it this way. Let's assume that, from where he's at, he starts Thursday's round at 100%. Mm-hmm. I think by the time, if he were to get to Sunday's round, he would break the all-time cut streak, which would be great. But if he were to get to Sunday, he might be operating at, 70, 80% of his max, just because the walking on that particular golf course, takes a toll. But if anybody can overcome physical challenges, with mental strength, it's Tiger Woods. He did win the U.S. Open on a broken leg in 2008.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be too dramatic, but the one thing that works against him is he looks unbelievable. He looks fantastic. This is like saying, well, I heard it's internal bleeding. Nobody sees it, so it's hard to understand or fathom what the hell he's feeling at this point in his life.
Right, and like I said, the training and the preparation and everything that he has in place, he's ready for this golf tournament. And I think the most interesting thing, or one of the most, biggest factors that we keep an eye on is just, how did he recover from round one to round two to round three, so on and so forth, is that the recovery time in between rounds is critical in terms of icing, stretching, whether it's acupuncture or dry, any of those different things that athletes use to sort of recover in between competitive events.
Noda Begay from NBC with us talking some Masters with him as he joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You talked about your closer relationship with Tiger. It seems like now, and maybe it's safe to say and assume, he's in a better place mentally than he's ever been before.
I think he is, and all of us at some point have dealt with chronic pain or an injury or come out of a surgery or something. It's just not fun. I mean, your outlook on the day is tarnished because you feel like crap. I mean, whether it's your back, your ankle, your knee, your shoulder, whatever it is, it's just not fun to be in constant pain. And so I think that Tiger's really done a nice job of managing the situation these last couple months and sort of figuring out what those challenges were going to be for him physically. And he looks and is you know, swinging great. Freddie Couples talked about the fact that he's hitting it great, like what we've seen in the broadcast and I've seen just personally on the range. It just looks, all in place. So now it's just a matter of, okay, once, you know, he does walk those first 18 holes, what's he look like coming out in round two?
All right. We'll talk about the rest, but I have one more that's sort of about him. Have you ever spoken to him about Charlie Woods' last name, playing the same game, making a cut as a young kid, and all of those things that are going to follow him because of the last name and the expectations, maybe?
I don't really talk to him about Charlie Woods per se. We both talk about our sons. We both have boys that are the same, basically the same age, and we talk about just the challenges of parenting and how much they really don't like to listen to anything that we have to say.
Yeah, I have a soon to be 15-year-old. I understand that completely, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean it's incredible. We were talking at the PGA a couple years ago. At Southern Hills, we're on the back of the range. It was Wednesday afternoon, so kind of a time to relax. A lot of players find that a relaxing period, sort of the calm before the storm. And we were joking that, you know, Charlie was just really getting into golf. Charlie really picked up golf during COVID and wanted to go out to the course a lot more and really start to focus on improving. And I was standing next to Tiger on the back of the range, and I said, hey, you know, how much does Charlie – ask you for advice? He goes, well, I give it, but he won't listen to me at all. So I just keep trying, but it's incredible that, you know, he just wants to do his own thing. And, you know, you and I as parents of teenagers kind of know that drill.
Yeah. Just try to stay out of the way and try to keep things as calm as possible. Nota Begay with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. As we know, first timers, Augusta isn't really kind to them. Are there one or two names as first-timers that you think could or at least have the possibility of surprising?
Well, there's a interesting scenario. I think two of them. The first of which, if Scottie Scheffler goes out and plays to the level that he's been playing at for the last 2 months, he's going to win. If for some reason he doesn't, so if for some reason I think he's slated to tee off of around 10:42, and that's when the weather's supposed to set in. So like if for some reason there's something that happens to Scotty and he sort of stumbles out of the gates, I think it really opens things up to a first timer. And you got to look at, you know, Ludvig Åberg and Wyndham Clark. I mean, you got two first time starters that are both ranked in the top 10 in the world. I mean, so it's a chance for someone like that to come in and sort of contend at a place that is just historically really unkind to first-time starters.
So are you saying you'd take Scheffler over the field? If the conditions warrant it, right now, today, you take Scheffler, you wouldn't take the field?
If I knew it was going to be better weather, I would. Mm-hmm. Everything that he's done, he's first in any major scoring category the last three seasons. He's first. Scoring average, birdies made, wins, anything that you want to be number one at, he's number one at. And that's with a average putter. So, like, he doesn't even need to putt great to contend and be in the mix. He had an awful week in Houston and nearly had a chance to win. So he's just right now set himself apart from the rest of the golfing world.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today. AccentRoofingService.com.
So I read the story last night that he said his wife is, I think, 1 to 3 weeks away from a delivery date that he would leave. We then, because we're idiots during a break, we were trying to figure out, okay, what does leave mean? Does leave mean I leave Saturday after the round, I fly home, then I fly back on Sunday because I'm in, I don't know, what group, the second, third, maybe the first, the last group to tee off. What do you think leave means? What would, can I ask you what you would do? You're two shots back. You're in third place. Saturday's round is about to end. The phone rings, not on the course. It's Augusta. But the phone rings and somebody tells you, are you flying back home and then coming back Sunday, do you think?
Let me tell you what I think Scotty would do.
Okay.
I think Scotty leaves and goes home to be with his family. Bay, I don't know if you saw the clip of his interview in the press room yesterday and just talked about the importance of his faith, his devotion to God, and just how important his family is to him. So I don't think Scotty views golf as the end-all be-all of his life. I think he has more he looks at other things that have equal value to him, although he's the best player in the world right now. So I would bet that he would leave and just not come back and watch the final round without him on television.
Three guys in this room said we'd leave and come back. I'm just going to let you know, if you want to know who the hell you're dealing with right here. We all said I can afford the private plane. I'm coming back on Sunday.
It's logistically pretty easy when you have your own plane. But like I said, I think he would, you've been there when your first kid's being born. It's a few days of just commitment to getting to know that
Is that what makes Scottie Scheffler? I mean, obviously he's talented, but from a mental standpoint, it's not the end all be all. Is that what maybe makes him such a complete golfer?
Absolutely. I think he looks at it as something that he's very good at. I don't know that he came into the golfing world as a young player going, wow, I'm going to be number one in the world. I'm going to win the Masters. I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. I just think he said he likes to, he's a great competitor, a multi-sport athlete, coming out of Dallas, won over 100 junior tournaments before he got to Texas, and in talking to his coach, John Fields, many times about him, he just really loves going out there and battling the game, battling the field, and really enjoys that part of it. The game itself, the fun in the game hasn't been taken out of it, which over time and over many sports, which you guys look at, sometimes the game gets the best of you and it stops becoming fun, becomes a job. It's not a job to Scotty. He really enjoys the playing of it.
I'm taking putter. You cannot say anybody's putter. The putter's out of the equation. Which guy and what club is the most important maybe over the next 4 days? Is there a guy in a club that you believe has to work, take the putters out of it, to help him win or put himself in a position to win?
Gosh. Everything else, he's got zero weaknesses outside of an average putter.
How about every player then? Like, is there a guy that he needs – this guy needs to not try to play the driver. It's not going to be good for him. Is there some club that you think some guy will have to hit well enough to be in it on Sunday?
If Rory drives it well, and if the conditions do get really wet and long, three out of Rory's four majors were washouts. Basically, they were long, wet golf courses, and where he felt like he could just rip the driver. So if Rory gets those conditions and tunes in with his driver, which has been one of the best clubs in his bag this year, he will factor.
What's the most drastic change, like a Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday? Can you even describe how much the golf course can change in just one day?
Yes. I mean, and it basically happens mostly – or do you see the scoring opportunities either increase in difficulty or get easier, is the receptiveness of the greens. When they do get wet, even though these greens do have sub air, which can pull a certain percentage of the moisture out, but with what's expected to come, I don't think they can work hard enough or fast enough to sort of make the greens firmer again. When you can hit a 3 or a 4 iron into a green and it holds at Augusta National, it's a huge advantage. So every single player in the field hits, you know, 2 to 3 extra greens around, which gives them 2 to 3 extra birdie looks that they would have normally had. So, you know, when the greens do get soft, that is the biggest difference maker as far as scoring on the PGA Tour.
Because every guy is different. Would most guys say they'd rather be 2 back on Sunday or 2 up? And are certain guys you go, oh, that guy, he'd be better off being 2 up, but that guy chasing it down, he might be better being 2 back. Is that a thing at a major?
Well, the Masters, I think there's only been one winner that was not in the final pairing on Sunday in like the last 15 to 20 years. So more so than being determining how far back you are, if you're not in the last group, you're probably not going to win.
Unless you're Tiger Woods, this couple of his last two, in fact, right? He was way outside the top 10.
Well, that's
he was
after able to round one. Yeah. That's after right. round one. Right. He was, yeah. So after round one, only two players have been outside of the tied for 11th going into the final three rounds and have gone on to win. And those were both Tiger Woods.
Yeah. In 05, he was like 33rd after the opening round, which seems to be impossible. But speaking and circling back of Tiger Woods and Fred Couples, you talked about recovery time earlier. Why is this course so good to guys like that, Couples and Tiger?
It's the institutional knowledge that you pick up over the years and years of playing it, and not so much where you have to hit it, but where you can't hit it. There are certain wind directions that, as you know, the swirling wind conditions on a lot of tee shots, in particular the par threes coming down through the different chambers and channels in between those huge pine trees, they make a difference. It makes a difference between carrying it up onto a ledge that where the hole is cut or coming up literally a yard short. And we see it. It's dramatic because there's wonderful coverage on television, is that the ball comes up short, it comes to a stop, and then just gradually rolls and rolls and rolls. And before you know it, you're either off the green or you got an impossible, you know, 70-foot putt that you're trying to get up and down just to salvage a par when, you know, you were only 3 feet away from that ball kicking up and having, you know, 15-footer for birdie. And that's all because of a swirling wind and just not sort of knowing the trends or not trusting. That's what you'll see a lot of that on 12. You know, these experienced players, Fred, Tiger, Phil, you know, they know when to hit the ball off the 12th tee when they see either feel something in terms of wind direction or they see something. And the indicators that they like to use are the 11th hole, the flag, and the 12th. I mean, those two flags can be moving different directions. You just got to kind of know which one to trust at what time.
All right, let's finish up with a couple of things. Are you guys, professional golfers like the rest of us, do you say under your breath or in your head, miss it? Like, I'm not saying you're going to say Noonan to a guy on a golf course tournament. But
in your head, are you saying it,
are
though?
Are you like the rest of us, where you're thinking?
Yeah, I think there's a handful out there that will probably say Noonan in the back of their mind.
You do?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. You're only human.
Yeah, because, again, yeah, it's human nature. Human. Right, it's human nature. I hope
Absolutely.
This guy missed it. All right, have you had everything on the Masters concession stand board? Have you had everything?
I have. And I'm not a pimento cheese. I know it's not a fan's favorite for me. But everything else I'm good with. And I'm really good with the prices of the concession.
$66 to buy everything on the board. Somebody did it. The math is $66 to buy one of everything on the board.
That's incredible. And it's one of the best sporting experiences in all of sports. So if you ever have a chance to get out there, do it.
Last one. Do you know, I hope I get it right, Gary Cowan, the story of Gary Cowan and why he sort of made the news this week. Do you know that name?
No, fill me in.
He's the guy that now Ben Crenshaw has verified. In 1972, he was the first guy to skip it across the water. Like five other guys have laid claim to it. I did it. Trevino said I did it.
At the par three, which is happening today.
Ben Crenshaw says and verifies in 72, this guy dropped three balls because Crenshaw said, do it again, do it again, do it again. So it looks like Gary Cowan, who I think is 85 years old, is finally getting the due that he deserves. And it's verified by a guy that I don't think lies in Ben Crenshaw. What do you think about Mr. Cowan now at 85, finally getting his flowers?
Well, I think that I'm glad the credit's going where the credit's due. And then I also think it's going to be a great Trivial Pursuit question someday.
Yeah. Gary Cowan. He's a Canadian golfer, by the way. I was fascinated. I watched 9 minutes about the man's life this morning after I heard this news.
Yeah, I hadn't thought twice about that, but I'm better for it now.
Yeah, you are.
How good are you?
I think you are. And even if you're not, you sound convincing when you say it, Noah.
How good are you at that shot?
I was okay. I think in my two Masters I played, I probably tried it three or four times, and I got one on the green.
And is that about average, or is that you feel pretty good about just getting one up?
There's some guys that really have a talent. I know Fowler's really good at it, but it takes a – because usually what happens is you take too much of an angle and it goes right into the water, or you hit it too hard and it skips over the back of the green. So it's not an easy shot.
So, Scottie Scheffler, barring anything unforeseen, is your pick to click?
Correct. And then right under him, I would put Sahith Theegala, Jordan Spieth, and Xander Schauffele.
All right. Good stuff as always. Noda Begay, we'll talk soon. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Noda. Got it.
Noda Begay with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.